The hang-up.
Paul?
Mr. Romo, what do you mean when you say that you're hung up? When you came to the studio this morning, you were over 2 hours late, and when I asked you where you'd been, you said that you had gotten hung up.
Yes, I had been gotten hung up. That's like the all-purpose excuse, you know? If I was going to say it in English, I'd say, I know I'm late, but something very involved, it wasn't my fault, happened, and it ate into my time. Look, like I had to wait for a long-distance call or something.
You know? Oh, is that what it was? You had to wait for a telephone call?
No, man, I did not. I got hung up. You don't understand. Look, you say hung up when you want to discourage further inquiries, you know? Hung up is a universal kappa. It's the one excuse that can't be questioned. You know, like if you're waiting for somebody and he's late or he doesn't show at all. And then when you see him again, he says, what? He says, I'm sorry, baby, I got hung up. It takes the burden of being angry off everybody, you know? Because it wasn't anybody's fault. Like you were suddenly snatched out of wherever you were and locked into space for an hour. And there you were yelling and screaming, and then suddenly, boom, right back into reality again. And the first words you hear are, you're late. And you say, well, I'm sorry, man, I got hung up. And the only thing to say to that is, it must have been terrible, you think?
I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah. Well, there are all kinds of hang-ups, though. In fact, talking about hang-ups is a hang-up, you know, and the more you talk about it, it can become a drag. Because it's, you know... Well, anyway, if you say Max is a very hung-up cat, the meaning is different, because you're saying he's got psychological problems, he's very twisted, you know, he's blocked. Anything that can command your attention... Your attention exclusively is a hanger. Like, I was over at this cat's house, and he went into the bathroom, and he was going for, what, an hour and a half? So his old lady went in after him, like any old lady should. And when what had happened, I think he had accidentally dropped some cigarette ash into this bathtub, and he got hung up and watched it float. The same cat walks into Figaro's one day, and he's got no hair at all on his head, except for maybe a couple of little tufts, and there are three or four Band-Aids stuck around his ears, and I say, hey, man, what happened to your hair? And he says, I was shaving and I got hung up. This can happen to you. Look, practically everybody has gotten hung up one time or another counting the holes in the acoustical tile, right?
I think we're getting hung up on this subject, Mr. Romo.
Well, Dick, man, it's a very important thing. Here's a hang-up for you. Did you ever just sit and think for a minute how large your tongue is?
No, I can't say I have.
Yeah, just think about it. A tongue is a very large thing.
I've never thought about it before. My George, it certainly fills up most of your mouth, doesn't it?
It's big, yeah.
Strange. This enormous muscle in the middle of my head.
Huge.
It makes it a little difficult to talk, doesn't it?
Like in Zen. The Zen Buddhists have these koans. You know, they're riddles that you meditate on. And the whole purpose of the riddles is to hang you up. Like, we know the sound of two hands, but what is the sound of one hand? Now, that's had Buddhist monks hung up for years.
Well, Mr. Romo, I'm afraid we're going to have to take a break for a few minutes.
Oh, really? Oh, great. Oh, wow.